USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
New in the headlines this hour, MSNBC host Chris Matthews out.
Let me start with my headline tonight. I'm retiring.
The 74-year-old resigning Monday night after a female journalist accuses him of making sexist remarks to her. Here's Matthews with the unexpected announcement live during Monday night's episode of Hardball.
Compliments on a woman's appearance that some men, including me, might have once incorrectly thought were okay. We're never okay. Not then and certainly not today. And for making such comments in the past, I'm sorry.
To politics now.
I'm in it to win it.
Mike Bloomberg will compete in Super Tuesday contests. This as three Democrats drop out. Amy Klobuchar, Mayor Pete, and Tom Steyer. All three getting behind Joe Biden, whose latest gaffe making news he calls Super Tuesday, Super Thursday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United State. Our states are independent, sovereign powers who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-craved politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.